Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm handsome. I'm bad. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
All of this!
Yo, what it do? This your homeboy, the pride of the South Side, BMO Slim, and you are now listening to Lawless Radio with the chairman, my homeboy, TL. Y'all already know what it is. Tune in. Tell a friend. Let's get it popping.
One time.
You ain't real without goals to chase.
One time,
and a thick yellow chick with some toes to paint.
I did it.
Not only did I do it, I did it with all the ones that believed in the music that I made. I'm feeling so amazed. I didn't see a grave back in my hustling days. With shots went astray on the corners that we hang. Made it through the drama, to replace the pain. The drama with my mama made me pick up and leave. Hurt the leaves and head back to Oakland where my heart do breathe. But I didn't let defeat get the best of me. I kept my head high and aim for some brighter things. Now I'm head of my class in my own league. You gotta jump, baby. You gotta take a leap.
You gotta go hard
for whatever it is you believe. If you believe, then you can achieve. Just look at me against all lies, but I'm making my history. Came from nothing, but came up on something following dreams.
Follow your dream, man. Never give up. Just remember that the road will get rough. When you're feeling like you had enough, you still gotta follow your dream.
Follow your dream.
And I would never lie to you. I did everything you're trying to do. You can make it all come true, just as long as you follow your dream.
I had to make a change to bring out a ride of me. Now I'm on an altitude with clouds surrounding me. Closer to the heavens, this is where I want to be. I know it gets hard, but soon they'll flaw for you and me. Have heart, go hard, don't sleep on your dreams. One time for my team that still believe in me. When I adios, they'll surely be leaving with me. Doubt is a disbelief, like how can this be? A younger with less options made it out of the hood. Now he's surrounded by women looking like making good. Sleeping good before the Cali King, it was a couch. But I stayed focused with hopes one day it works out. Now it's about surface every time we step out. Oh my, it's looking like my dreams worked out. Made it this far in spite of a hard route. Yes, sir, this what following dreams is all about.
Follow your dream, man, never give up. Just remember that the road will get rough. When you're feeling like you had enough, you still gotta follow your dream. And I would never lie to you. I did everything you tried to do. And you can make it all come true. Just as long as you follow your dream.
One time for all my dreamers. One time for all you dreamers. You gotta dream up, dream. You gotta dream up. I say. One time for all my dreamers. One time for all you dreamers. You gotta dream up. You gotta dream up.
Follow your dream, man. Never give up. Just remember that the road will get rough. When you're feeling like you had enough. Still gotta follow your dream. And I would never lie to you. I did everything you're trying to do. And you can make it all come true. Just as long as you follow your dream.
Follow your dream.
Follow your dream. Just remember that the road is just rough.
This is Damo Entertainment calling from St. Louis, and you are now tuned into Lawless Radio, the hottest radio show online. Love what y'all doing out here. I see you. This is Damo ENT, and I'm out.
What's good, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to another Lawless Radio Tuesday nights with the Unchained Crew. Your boy D. Smith is in the building, man. We got Toy and the TL, the chairman, will be here a little shortly. So y'all go ahead and stay tuned, man. We definitely got some hot topics on the table as usual. Tonight, what are we talking about? If you are the side piece or the dip, do you have the right to be upset if the relationship gets cut off suddenly? Do you have a right to be upset if they just call you up and say, you know what, it's done, it's over with, that's it, ride's over? How y'all feel about that? Also, should an ex stay an ex, or are they good for another go-round? You know what I'm saying? Like, some people, you know, they feel like, hey, if you're an ex, you're an ex for a reason, ain't no getting back, that's done, you've had your turn, so what? Or do you look at it and say, hey, well, you're an ex, you know, maybe you learned something. Hopefully you learned something. Maybe you're a better person now. Maybe you want to give it another shot. Is that cool? Or let's have our third topic on the table. Let's see. What makes a good man a good man? What makes a woman wifey material? You know what I'm saying? That's a pretty that's a pretty fair question. I think everybody's going to have a lot of opinions on that, so I'd definitely like to get to that. So y'all go ahead and let us know what's on your mind, man. Give us a call, 646-478-5209. Once again, that number is 646-478-5209. Let us know what's going on, baby. Y'all make sure y'all hit us up on Facebook, our Lawless Radio page, and also on Twitter, Lawless Radio, okay? So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get back to a little bit more music, and then we're going to come back and jump into our topics, okay? All right, so we got Exposed by Sherry Brooks, featuring Key to Boo. Lawless Radio, here we go.
Your face I already knew. In the crowd looking so familiar. What's clear as you Chairman is in the building, man. What's good, Doctor? How you doing today, man?
Oh, man. I am cool, man. Cool in the game.
Okay,
hey,
okay.
Hey, let me take some shots real quick. I got on Nike with my Nike sweatpants with a Nike t-shirt. God damn it. Let me tell you how cool I'm feeling. I'm Nike D hell out. And I couldn't find my damn Nike headband. You did.
Nike, man. Send shouts out to Colin and Kaepernick on that deal. Now, I had posed a question. If y'all go to All Lawless Radio page and check out the question, I kind of have mixed feelings on this.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely a great opportunity and a great platform for, for the movement and for awareness. But of course, there's the corporate aspect to it,
right.
And it's like, you know, Nike cashing in on the
exactly,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
becomes the apparel of the movement, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, you know, like Colin Kaepernick ain't even an athlete, he ain't even a pro athlete no more. And for
right.
them to endorse him, you know, with such heaviness, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I feel y'all
but,
trying to give him a platform, but it's obvious that y'all see a whole lot of cash. Yeah,
it's a lot of money on the table for this, man. You know that's what it come down to. But I had a white cat I was going back and forth with, you know, and you know, of course, you know, it's a lot of people, you know, majority white. I won't lie, you know that are you know flabbergasted about this, you know, and they talking about how Nike is doing this to earn favor with black people. But blacks been buying Nike since forever. So, I mean, it's not like this one thing is making blacks go out and buy them, you know, and then, you know, my man was saying it's going to make, you know, Nike is going to lose a lot of money because whites are going to stop buying Nike. Like, dude, do you realize that 60-some-odd of the spend on shoes and shit up in the black neighborhood? So if whites stop buying Nike, it's not going to hurt Nike. Blacks stop buying Nike is going to hurt Nike. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I meant. They already know that the built-in market's already there. So it's like, okay, well,
the
shit, I'll
always market
is to the market. Yeah,
there you go.
To the market. And to the
there
market.
You go.
Now people who really don't have it, like, you know, we be hardcore about our shit, you know what I'm saying? If a dude rock Nike, he rock Nike. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga rock Reebok, he rock Reebok. If a nigga rock True Religion, you know what I'm saying? Everybody be going to their brands and shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you might even have people who support Nike simply because, shit, you know, I'll buy that pair of Nike simply because I know that they – you know, they supporting the good cause, quote unquote.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
Hold on.
Yeah,
right.
That's definitely the corporate angle to that, man. But I don't want to shit on the whole thing, man. It's definitely a great awareness number. You know, that's silly. A hell of a platform for Colin Kaepernick, and I think it's going to do a lot. I'm hoping it's going to do a lot in terms of pushing the conversation and pushing sports teams to give a little bit more space to athletes being able to use that platform in the same way. And I think by Nike doing this, they may be kind of forcing, you know, a hand in that game.
I don't think so, D. I think it's gonna further drive the divide. Like I say, you know, me and the cat, we was talking today, you know, and I mean the whole thing. It's basically trying to create a dividing line as to what side you own for kneeling and not kneeling. The whole thing about the racial injustice and any of that, that's been lost in the conversation. None of that is a part of the conversation now. It is either you are American or anti-American. Either you are patriotic or anti-patriotic. It is not about what the whole purpose of the kneeling and everything was. And I shared a video on my page. I sent it to Grub because I wanted to really break it down for him, you know, when we talking, you know, told him when you see the American flag, you see something different than what I see. When I see the American flag, I see the family members that I had that died in those wars, that came back and had to go and get their food out the back of the kitchen, who had to drink from a dirty water fountain, who had to sit wherever they could, if they could sit on a damn bus, who got to do work for fractions of the cent, you know what I'm saying, who was divided, family broken up. This is what I see. I'm sorry. And they were military themselves. They died in combat. All I ever see are people defending it who's always saying, I had family that served. I got friends that served. No military person I have ever spoken to has ever been upset about the protest. Not one military person I spoke to. And the only people I get that protested always said the same thing. My family served. I have family members that died. Motherfucker, you didn't go. If you are so American, why the fuck didn't you serve? If you love America so goddamn much, why ain't we talking about your ass died in service? Why the fuck ain't we talking about the duty that you did for your country? But it is always, I have friends, my family. It is never the individual. Now, I'm not saying there are no military people out there that, you know, go against it. I'm saying that I can only base life on my experience and interaction. And thus far, I had a 70-some-odd-year-old guy. This was a little while back, probably a few months ago. And me and this guy had an in-depth conversation here in the restaurant. And this guy, he broke it down and he said, when he see that let him know that the fighting he did was worth it. He said because when he fought, black people couldn't raise their voice for anything. This is an old white guy. He said he fought so black people can be able to open their mouth and speak against injustice and stuff of that nature. He said the stuff that was going on when he went to serve his country was stuff that shouldn't have been going on, to say that these were citizens of our great nation. Mm-hmm. He said now to mm-hmm. see people actually using their voice, somebody who's making millions of dollars that elect to make a couple of hundred thousand instead of making millions of dollars, to use their voice to say, hey, when you're being wrong to those people, you're being wrong to me. Instead of saying, hey, I'm glad it's not me. I made $1 million. I'll never have to live in those neighborhoods in those conditions. You know, this is an old white dude in his 70s. My man said that he was a career military. He comes in every so often. He was career military. And he said it didn't offend him. He said he thought it was great and excellent. He didn't like when he sat. He said, but he understood the purpose of the kneeling. He said, because the kneeling goes long back. And he had gave me something to look for, and at the time I found it. But he had gave me somebody to look for that had kneeled, and this was back in the 60s. And they kneeled during the national anthem, and it got spotlight. And it was NBA. It was in the NBA. It wasn't in NFL. It was in the NBA. And he gave me that, and I looked it up, and I was like, damn, I thought this was original when – Colin said that the soldier suggested it to him. I thought it was original, but it wasn't. It had already been done before. But see, when it was done then, we didn't have as many sensitive people as we have now. Because think about it, during the 60s, the world was a great place. You know, that's why they're trying to make America great again. It was a great place. You was black, shut your black ass up. You know what I'm saying? You didn't have the voice to speak and all of that. You know, outside the Olympic protests, you know, silent protests, and things of that nature, shut your black ass up. You'd be found in a ditch. Now, some bitches can speak. They can say what they want to say. They can open, you know, but it is still freedom of speech. Just watch what the fuck you say. That's what I see when I look at that flag. Now, would I rather live in another country? I done told everybody, hell no.
Hell no.
I ain't going to any other country. America the great, motherfucker. I am here. I am here.
Stand my ass. I am that.
Bro, I am that battered wife. I'm that wife that know on Friday night when her husband gets drunk, he gonna beat the fuck out of her. She know it. So the only thing she can do is brace herself for that ass whooping, because she know that after the ass whooping, he's still gonna pay all of the bills. He's still gonna buy the food and everything, and she still got somewhere to stay. She can't leave for fear of, is it going to be worse if she leaves? So I admit, I am their battered wife. The goddamn country done beat the fuck out of me and beat the fuck out of me whenever they want to, but I am not leaving. I'm going to take that ass whooping, and I ain't got a glass jaw no more. I'm strong. And I can't burn your bed. And I can't burn your bed, motherfucker.
Hey, you have a soapbox tonight.
Hey, I'm your friend, man. You know what I'm saying?
We got Deacon
in
the house tonight.
I invited dude to listen to the show. Because, you know, all kidding aside, it's cool when me and you are talking, when we talking, that is real cool. But when you have somebody, you know what I'm saying, other ethnicities and things of that nature, and, you know, they're looking at it from, you know, the picket fence perspective, I can't see it from the picket fence perspective. I lost a wrestling scholarship because I fit a fucking description when the police slammed my ass off a payphone. You know what I'm saying? Broke my wrist, broke my ribs. I did nothing. You know what I'm saying? But fit a description. You know, so I got to talk about things from that perspective. I can't talk about it from the perspective of, you know, I've been walking around with blinders on, and Fox News tells me that the world is a great place, so I believe that the world is a great place. I can't look at it from that perspective. I got to look at it from the perspective of, I know that there's a likelihood of me stepping out of my house that somebody that looks like me going to kill my ass, and I can't call them other motherfuckers because they likely to kill my ass. So I'm a prisoner in my own damn crib. That's the way I got to look at things. You know what I'm saying?
The thing with my man you're talking about, the guy that you were talking to.
Right.
The Fox News crowd, those people who, you know, eat, sleep, and shit. You know, whatever they hear from a specific news network or a specific media outlet. Those people are folks who
that they have to be, they would much rather be told what to think. They would much rather be told from a bird's eye view, what is it that I need to be worried about? Tell me what I'm concerned about. Or I wake up in the morning and turn on the news. Tell me what it is I need to look out for. Okay, I need to look out for the niggers. Okay, I need to look out for the niggers in the NFL taking the knee. Okay, I need to look out for the Mexicans crossing the border. Okay, I need to look out for the beach. I need to look out for the. Those are people who've outsourced their thinking already.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, having a conversation with them is really a waste of time. It's more or less an exercise in your own patience. You know what I'm saying? That it is an exercise in the type of.
But you know what it is for me, D?
Dialogue.
But you know what it is for me, D? It is when I'm speaking with them, you know, first and foremost. You know, this perception that you have of my bald-headed, tattooed ass, you know, I'm sorry, I don't do a lot of smiling and shit. This perception that you have of me gets the opportunity to be changed because you get the opportunity to find out that, yes, I can dialogue with
you,
and I don't have to use...
If you want to.
Right, exactly.
Only if you open to that. Now, if you come into the conversation, like, one thing I like about this show, one thing I like about this show is we all come to this show with our own interpretation, our own understanding, our own experience.
Right.
And sometimes those experiences and understandings get reinforced. Other times they get challenged. But we open to that, which is why we come in every
week. You go.
You know what I'm saying? People who call in, you got to be open to the fact that you may not be right. You may get a little bit of pushback on that. You may get challenged on that thought. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can only debate when they are agreed with. You know what I'm saying? They can only debate unless they're
not
agreed.
An agreement.
They can only have conversations unless they're agreed with, which is why they only speak to a certain sect of people because they need that reverberated. They need that reaffirmed. You know, I say the same shit to the chickens because the chickens cluck. And I know they're going to cluck.
There you go.
I'm sorry, what was that, Miss Toy? Go ahead, man.
Was that my toy?
Y'all, Toy is on the line. Hey.
Well,
if everybody's in agreement, it's not a debate. It's like, if I'm going to say something, you're going to agree with me. That's boring. Like,
boring.
Just for the sake of argument, let's find another point of view to talk about.
Play devil's advocate. Shit, yes.
Yes, yeah. I love devil's advocate.
Yes.
I think it's important to come to the table from different angles because, especially if you all agree on something, it's important to challenge yourself and play devil's advocate. Not just with the conversation with other people, but hell, just within yourself. You know what I'm saying? Challenge your own thinking about certain things. You know what I'm saying? You may run into some shit that you feel really, really strongly about. And you may not necessarily know why you feel so strongly about that. Challenge yourself. You know what I'm saying? Step outside of yourself and ask yourself, okay, cool. Let me look at it from this perspective. You know what I'm saying? And see what you come up with. You might learn yourself a little something. You know what I mean?
There you go.
So listen,
we're going
to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick little break, man. Get a couple songs there. We're going to come right back on the tail end of that, man. We got a low key with Man B. Lawless Radio. We back.
Said it might be. Yes, I'm back. Only with Cadillacs, light skin, red bone. Looking just right in them thoughts. They all want to be with me. I just want to keep it low. And low key, now all my lady friends hit me up saying they just wanna up and down, round and round, just like that.
Oh my god,
Shawty, you can take this. They don't wanna tangle with me, go with me. I wanna caress that light brown skin girl. You don't need any girl, you got me. I'll give you what you want.
trying to chill with you. Maybe even you foreplay, work that back. Now I'm going deeper. Dripping wet, make you sweat. I'm bumping in like a speaker. Baby, wanna bring a girlfriend? Call her, I wanna meet her. Room so hot, I think I done got a fever.
I'm gonna be rich again. the name of dough. One OG for the dreams, girl. One OG for the service. One OG for your friends, showing that you ain't no selfish. One OG for the beautiful smile you got on your face. And by the end of the night, for sure you're gonna be a billionaire.
Happy Tuesday to everybody out there, man. It is going down, man. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Hold up, hold up. Sway in the morning, shade 4-5.
From hustle city to killer city and back, we be banging on the radio, banging on the track.
Pleasing And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this flow-net extreme, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will never be the same.
Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mr. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand tall again. I hear all these goons, what they hootin' and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrists, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough's enough of this argument. My best canarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carrot to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me on shook. And my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I know she want me, her eyes stalk me. They all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like, get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows this, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me. I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy. Her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that. I see the passion. We looking at each other. Her eyes slow dancing. She in control now. I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes. Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
Yo, what it do? This your homeboy, the pride of the South Side, BMO Slim, and you are now listening to Lawless Radio with the chairman, my homeboy, TL. Y'all already know what it is. Tune in. Tell a friend. Let's get it poppin'.
What it do, people? Y'all tuned in to the Unchained Crew Tuesday nights with D. Smith, TL, the chairman, and your girl, Toy, in the building, man. So listen, we're going to jump into our second topic, man, because we kind of jumped off into a whole new discussion to begin with.
Tangent.
Which is cool, because that
we're
was actually a good conversation. Yeah, exactly. We're going to go ahead and jump into our second question. So, if you are a dip or a side piece, do you have the right to be upset if somebody calls off the relationship?
If
do
somebody
the right?
calls off
do you
the
have
relationship?
The right? Do you got the right?
Do I, as the dip or the side piece, have the right to call, to be mad because he called off the relationship?
Right.
Be mad as you want to. I mean, it don't change nothing, though.
So you don't have the right to be mad?
The right.
You have the right to be mad?
The right. Yeah, you got the right to be mad because it's your feelings involved. I don't care what nobody say. Usually, once sex becomes involved, you know, spend time together, it's feelings involved. So, yeah, you got
right.
a right to be mad that all of a sudden somebody called off y'all's situation. But does it make a difference that you mad? It's probably a better question.
Right. No, I think the question is, should you be upset? I think I'm going to stick with that question. I think that's a good question.
Yes, your feelings are involved just like that other person. So if it was amicable or, I don't know, I guess if it's without notice, but usually in hindsight, you see the breakup coming. When you take your feelings out of the situation and you look at it objectively, do you not see the signs that were on the wall that your sister was ending?
But you should kind of know that coming in, though, right? I mean, you're coming into a situation that's not even built for long distance. I mean, it's not built for, you
Why
know, long
isn't
term.
It?
You're coming into a situation.
Why isn't it?
I mean, but you have to understand something. You have to have the awareness that if you're going into a situation, even if you were a dude that's established and or a woman who's established in a marriage and whatever the case is, or a relationship, and they ain't going nowhere, and they letting you know, I ain't going nowhere, but I ain't trying to be cheating all over the place, and it's just going to be me and you, or whatever the case is, whatever your arrangement is, you still got to understand that that's a potentially short-term situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you agree to it and say, okay, cool, I'm going to ride the brakes off of this, you still have to understand that's just a short-term situation. Now, if it ends up longer than that, then, hey, great. You know what I'm saying? But I guess, but you have to understand. You got to take that with the territory coming in. You know what I'm saying? You have to be prepared for the day you get that call that he says, you know what, we ain't talking no more. Or the day when you call and all of a sudden your call don't go through. Or you text me, it says something like, oh, can't reach caller or can't reach recipient or whatever it says. You know what I'm saying? You got to brace yourself for that. You know, you can't be naive in thinking that, you know, that's going to be forever.
You don't have to
be naive.
However, if two grown people have entered a situationship, two grown people set the terms at the beginning of that situationship, whenever whoever, which party decides that they want it to end, two grown people should then sit down and have a conversation that, hey, I'm going to have to end this so that nobody is blindsided. I think that's fair.
Okay. Would it depend on the type of relationship that you got? I think that plays a factor. So if you're talking about minding somebody's feelings, or you're talking about, you know, protecting somebody's, you know, feelings and, you know, showing a little bit of respect for the person, then you'd have to be talking about a relationship where they actually care or have a certain level of respect, you know what I'm saying, or understanding or whatever the case is. So,
right. Now, if you just entered it knowing that you're going to hook up maybe once a month here and there or every now and again, every few months, then that's not really a sad piece situation. That's more like hook up. Generally, a sad piece situation is a relationship on the side.
Yeah, it's consistent. It has some type of consistency to it.
Right.
Y'all educated my ass today.
It has to be a relationship, so it has to have some type of ebb and flow.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
if it's a side piece situation, then you guys have established that you either seeing each other once a week, once every 2 weeks. You're talking on a pretty regular basis. So I think you owe it to each other if you decide to end it, just like any other regular relationship. Be grown up about it.
Okay. So. Okay. So, if you are, does it matter if you're a man or a woman?
No.
Should that matter? Should that come into play? Like, if you're dealing with a guy on the side, right? He decided he's gonna be a side piece. Should he just man up and just take, you know, just accept the fact that, hey, if you don't call him back, or if you don't, you know, if you message him and tell him, you know what, it's over, it's done with, he should just take it and move, you know what I'm saying? Like, or should he expect a certain type of closure, you know what I'm saying? Like, should a woman, you know, expect a certain type of closure, being a woman, you know what I'm saying? Like, do the genders play a factor?
No, both parties deserve the same respect. Why should a man give a woman a bigger explanation than a woman should give a man? If they are no longer your side piece, whether it's a man or a woman, they should know. They shouldn't find out because they went to look at your Facebook page and now they blocked, or they went to call you and now your number changed.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, that's a hell of a message. That's one way to send a message.
Hey, you just hit them up like, hey, or the last time y'all together, if it's feasible. Hey, thanks for that ride. You know, my satisfaction. This gonna be the last time we hook up because whatever situation is going on, or I no longer want to do the sad situation, or you know whatever it is, give them a little something, and then move
on.
You might need them again later. Obviously, it was good, so you don't burn your bridges.
Hey. let me tell y'all how happy I am to be married. I ain't got a deal with it.
Let me tell you, PL. I swear to God, I wish my husband had did the little things I was asking him for so I didn't have to date. I swear.
Right. Oh,
now,
my God.
I swear, it'd be a many days. I'd be like, was I being unreasonable? Because there's some bullshit out here.
Yeah. Man, I don't want to tell y'all what I had to deal with over the weekend. One of my partners, you know, kind of figured somebody been trying to get in his crib because of, you know, his flowers toward the back of his gate, you know, they was trampled. So, you know, my man decided to do something that he never do. He only looked at the videos when they were out of town. When they would be out of town, he'll monitor his surveillance. He'll monitor it. So this trip, you know, he want to watch the video. Oh, man. He got to find out that his wife that don't like to get head. Oh, she
likes to get head, just not to him.
She's hostastic. She is a hostational. She is hostanding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Find out by looking through the camera, looking through the video. Oh, no. How do you unsee that?
No, that's not the scary part. It's how do we unsee it? Because the way that he, you know, blasted her out was he took the video clip on his Facebook, you know, and told her he wanted to trust, told her she couldn't come home, all of that. That's how we found out.
Oh, wow.
He put it on there. It's like, that's what I said. She was fantastic. I was like, man. I called Todd. Next.
Damn.
So I wonder why she don't like giving him head.
Hey, damn. I wanted to ask, but I didn't have a heart. I didn't have a heart to ask. You know, so after things are blew over a little bit and we can laugh, I'll be inside. You know me. I'm on that. I'm like, no, you said, because his post said, for somebody that said that you don't like oral sex, for somebody who is very boring at oral sex, it really looked like you know what you're doing here. And she was blowing the skin off that dude on the back stairs.
But I like that.
Yeah. That was my weekend.
I tell you, boy, the video camera is ruining people's lives, boy. The video camera. The video camera next to the cell phone is probably one of the greatest inventions, or probably the. We're going to look back one day and say this is one of the inventions that really changed humanity. For real.
That changed it.
Wow.
Yeah. On that note, do we have a head phone? Ain't no phone about head in there nowhere.
I was getting some head. I was getting some head. Getting
gonna lie. You know, and I'm just putting it out.
If you are listening, though, can you call in or just inbox me and tell me why you didn't like giving the husband head? I just want to know.
Right. That, all kidding aside, that would be a really, really, really good question, though, all kidding aside. You know, I ain't never talked to him in depth outside of, you know, like I said, it's all weekend. Chris Page is cool. He eating her up. He eating her up. He just eating her alive, you know, just posting all of this, you know, which I say, I think, you know, it shouldn't have been like that. You know, this your wife. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, she bogus, did whatever it is she did, but, man, that should have been your in-house shit.
Maybe he wasn't inspired to get married. Maybe that's what it was. Maybe he didn't hit the right buttons mentally for her to be like, you know what,
he's an idiot. And that could be it.
Yeah.
Maybe she wasn't attracted to him.
Maybe she just wasn't attracted to him.
Loved him for the provider he was. See, maybe she loved him for the provider he was. That's what she fell in love with. She fell in love with the provider, not the sexual being. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
See, that's how women kind of get around them curves and shit. I love the provider.
He treats me right.
Yeah.
That treats me to be
I still protect
360, though. Forget that. Because I like to get all my treatment in one place.
Hey, he wanted
to. That's the good thing. That we can't use that shit, though. We can't use no excuse like that.
No, we ain't got no shit.
I love the mothers. You know, that
doesn't
work. Yeah.
That work. Hot grits on your ass. Hot grits on your ass. Yeah.
You know, that shit ain't going to fly, man. Come on, man. We're going to take another quick break, man, and get off some more music. And we're going to come back on the end, man. We got our girl Lola Rangel, My Only Regret, Lola's Radio. We coming back, baby.
You've been in my life for quite some years now. Everything was beautiful at first, raining butterflies and flowers on my head. I always felt love like a princess, but it wasn't so happy. No, it wasn't so happy. I hate to say it, but I didn't care so much for him. I watched this man cry to me, confess his whole heart to me. He stayed inside of me and got nothing in return. I know now what I didn't know then. Play with my hair while we cruise.
nobody gonna change my mind at all right now. No, girl, you were, you were my only regret. I tell him everything I feel as I stare into his eyes, as he said back, never felt so low, so broken before, crying myself to sleep every night now, loving someone who don't love you back, ain't no joke, being on the other side, wishing I weren't down, and now he's moved on, and I'm all alone.
Giving you. Enjoy it.
Yo, yo, it's J.K.L. You listening to the hottest radio station playing independent artists like myself, man. Lawless. It's Lawless Radio, baby. So keep it locked. Don't touch that dial. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Much love.
What to do, everybody? Thank y'all for tuning in to another Tuesday Night with Unchained Crew. Your boy D Smith, TL Chairman, and your girl Toy in the building, man. So listen, moving on with tonight, man. Another question: should an ex stay an ex? Is once an ex, always an ex? Or is it well good enough to go back and get a little bit of water from? Talk to me. What's going on, y'all? Okay, don't everybody answer at once now.
Oh, hello.
Hello, hello. Hello.
What in the world? Hello.
Hello, we got Carlos on the line.
Yes, I'm unmuted.
Unmuted.
It says I'm muted. What a chairman.
This
is Mississippi Red.
Mississippi Red, what's going on, Doctor? How you doing today, man?
What's up, Mississippi Red?
Hey, what up, Chairman? What's happening, dog?
Oh, man, you know me, man. Greasy, baby. Keep it greasy like chicken, nah.
Yeah, man. Hey, I meant to post this, man. I was telling you congrats on your business.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Hey, what? To the X, hit it up, man. Oh, man, you got a birthday. Happy birthday.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Happy birthday,
thank you,
bro.
Thank you. Appreciate it, y'all.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right, so what's the question of the night?
Should an ex stay an ex, man? Should you keep your ex an ex?
Should I keep my ex an ex?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
You setting me up, ain't you?
No, man, it's your question, bro. My life too. I'm just trying to answer a question.
I'm just saying it sounds like a setup. I was gonna answer the question until you got on the horn.
Okay, I ain't on the horn no more, y'all.
No, see, I'm not even. I don't even want to go there. I mean, let me ask you this: are you talking about from a male or female perspective?
What the fuck? Whichever one you date, man, I don't know.
No. I'm talking about you, Tia. You know where I'm getting at, man. Stop acting. Tia playing.
Hey, bro. Don't ask, don't tell. That's my policy, man.
Man, come on, bro. You know what I mean. Okay. Let me ask you this from a. Okay. Let me ask you this. Are you asking from a former employee or a cousin perspective?
Man, I'm asking like if somebody you used to dick down, you know what I'm saying? Like they come back to you and say, "Hey, can you slide it to me again?" Will you slide it to them, or will you say, "No, you can't have no more"?
You know what? I'm real handcuffed with this one because you already. I'm trying to make this as least personal as possible.
Yeah, make it at least personal.
I'm making it as least personal. Okay, so keeping my own feelings or experiences out of it, I would say. I mean, an ex is an ex for a reason. But I'm put a disclaimer out there.
Come on.
What if y'all became exes because of mitigating circumstances?
Okay.
So in other words, if someone is let's say you dating someone that's military and y'all shacking up or whatever and they have to relocate. But the partner is not willing to relocate.
Okay.
Then that person that's relocating has all rights to date someone else. You know what I'm saying? So the person that's not willing to relocate thus becomes an ex. So then, you know, so it's like a two-part question.
Okay.
Is that valid? I mean, is that valid in my reasoning?
No, that's called dancing, man, because you ain't answered the question. The question was, like, you used to dick her down, now you don't dick her down no more, and she come back, and she said, you know, hey, can I get a little bit more of that? And you like, no, no dick for you. You know what I'm saying? Or even you say, yeah, you can have as much as you like. You know, like, which one is it?
All right, well,
right.
CTL,
so
man, you ain't.
Yeah, basically. She's
okay, but what if they live in a whole nother state now?
Like, will you? Okay. Here you go. Case in point, the chairman. If I have had a rule in my life, I will never poke you more than 3 times. Anything over the 3 constitute a relationship in your mind. So now, when you come back for the 4th. There is none. No daddy did for you. Because I will not give you any. Because we ain't going to do no relationship. I hit. We gone. You
okay.
See? So no.
Now
the answer is no. So no matter what state you stay in. You see?
Okay. So now you done threw another monkey wrench into the convo. So basically you saying, no, listen. So basically you saying if you hit 3 or more times, that's considered a relationship.
In my mind.
In your mind.
In my mind.
Oh, man.
So I won't touch you more than 3.
I'm saying, okay, no more
even
than 3.
I got to take that 3 out.
So 3 is the max.
3 is the max for me.
So
now,
over 3.
The max for you.
So over 3. Listen. Over 3, you consider a relationship.
Mm-hmm. So what that's my perspective. Ain't
I mean,
your
but what if it's just, hey, chairman, check it out, though. What if it's just a cutty buddy?
Hey, my cutty buddies, I gotta keep that cutty to a minimum.
Or a smackavelli. You know what I'm saying?
I gotta keep the smackavelli into a minimum.
Booty call.
I can't call your ass more than 3 times.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, I mean, it's been booty calls where I've had more than 3. I mean, I like
yeah, but see,
specific.
I keep telling you, you can't compare yourself to me. You can't talk,
okay.
I'm the motherfucking champ. So you can't compare yourself.
Dog, you're fool, man. I'm just saying, listen, I'm just saying that me personally, I mean, I've had, you know, 1-night stands that ended up turning into 2-night stands and 3-night stands and 4-night stands. I don't consider myself in a relationship.
That's damn near marriage. Y'all did more sex than me.
Oh, shit. Man.
He said 1-night stand, 2-night stand, 3-night stand.
Man, dude, dog, I swear if you ain't the craziest.
Glad I learned.
Chairman, that.
I can fall short. Stop short. You gotta be careful. You get into the 3rd, 4th, hey. You get into that relationship territory.
Hey, I'm telling you. Hey, no, I'm dead thin, D.
Better slow
it
down.
It has been my experience. You know, by the time you get to that 4th one, you know what I'm saying? Mm. When you start hearing it, man, you can't call nobody. Why you can't? You don't respond to my beat.
No.
You know, it's back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I beat you.
That.
I beat you 9-1.
Hold on.
Right, and you saw the code.
Yeah.
I put my code in 911.
You see what I'm saying? You know, Troy, you know the deal.
And they put
hell
the code
no.
Oh shit! That's your relationship. Too late.
Too
late. You got
that. I don't respond. No, I shall not. She is talking, but I do not hear her.
Hey, here. Take this out though. I've had experience with this before. I tell a female, you know, that I start to have intimacy with, I tell them, I'm like, listen, we're not in, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, this my woman, that's my man type relationship. I say we strictly you know, just having sex with. So if you see me in the street with another female, do not throw no salt on my. Don't say a damn thing. But why do they act like they feel? I told you from jump that this is no, you know, this is no, you know, I'm you know, I mean, what then?
What? Somebody I was giving some to would say something like that to me.
What you do? What you do? You ain't gonna shoot me. You ain't gonna shoot him.
Let me see your punk ass out there with him. Let me see.
But I told you from jump. I told her from jump. We not in a relationship.
What you said. You had sex with me.
Oh, but I told him before we even had sex. That
I
was
don't
the...
care what you said. You stuck your penis in me, period. We go together.
Okay. Yeah.
Ooh,
okay.
Oh,
I stuck right. my penis in him. But I told him I don't. I mean, we're not. I mean, it's been plenty. Listen, it's been plenty females. I done stuck my penis in, and I told him we are not together. We are not dating. We're not in a relationship. We are strictly fuck. Let me clean it up. This ain't all this after dark.
Because you going to know up front, if you put your penis in me, we go together. So if I see you clowning at that time, I'm going to clown.
But, Miss Sippy, you like them young girls. See, them young girls fall for that. You know what I'm saying? You get one of them old motherfuckers, man. She ain't falling for that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You get one of them younger. She happy with a cock and a lollipop. You know what I'm saying? You ain't getting that out of no motherfuckers. It ain't happening. You see you on the street, your ass gonna be moving and some weed is gonna be flying. It's simple as that.
Well,
no,
I mean,
I'm
long...
getting his ass because that lady don't owe him no explanation. It's him.
There you go. All right. Look at Toy. Toy going to fight. We're going to fight for Mississippi Red. Oh, Toy.
Yeah.
Going to fight for Mississippi
okay,
Red.
Okay, so we're looking at anywhere between 1 and 3 encounters. We're talking about a relationship.
Hey, am I
not?
No, he
said
he's going after 3. He said he's going
right.
1 and 3.
It depends on the party.
I'm telling you, I can't go back to the well. I can't go back to the well, D. I can't do it, D.
According to Toy, I said one time, shit, that well closed.
hey, see, I can't even get Toy one time. Mitigated monkey.
Oh man, what is good, man. Listen, that is Hey, that brings us to the end of the show, man.
Goddamn! All right.
Red, man. Really appreciate you calling in, man, giving us your two cents, man. And happy birthday once again, brother. But yeah, we are at the end of our show, man. As usual, we've had a lively conversation, man. Definitely want to thank my team, man, showing up, showing out, man. As usual, everybody who chimed in, keep the comments coming, man. Y'all make sure y'all give us a call, 646-478-5209. Once again, that number is 646-478-5209. Also, hit us up on Facebook and our Lawless Radio entertainment page, also our Lawless Radio Unchained group. Hit us up. Let us know your two cents, man. Y'all want to go ahead and give you shout outs, ladies, first.
Your clock fast, man. Your clock fast, homie.
Real fast. It's only
8:25. Hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah, you probably set the show for. You set the show for about an hour and a half.
I'm looking at the clock like, damn, man, we run out of time.
Man. Hey, we better get our shots before they cut our ass off. They ain't been playing lately.
I know, right?
Shout out to our listeners, the participants on our pages. My co-hosts, they so wonderful. Thanks for calling in, Mississippi Red. Happy birthday.
Hey, man, shout out to everybody. Y'all know Toe Freeze and Lewis's, stand up. Hey, man, my man Lil Bobby, man, was on the Madison bus today. One of my guys, man, he was on the bus. They dude ended up shooting a young lady on the bus and stuff, and they got my man off the bus, but my man started jagging up the bus, but nobody got hit. You know, so, man, I'm just glad because I had just got off the phone with old buddy before it happened, so I'm glad I'm not saying rest in peace to my man. But Bobby, man, y'all out there, man, we gotta put these guns down, man. We gotta think before we start spraying, man. And I mean, it shouldn't come to anything being that serious where everything, you know, got to be resorted to by slinging bullets, man. We really gotta be better than that, you know. And all this talking about Colin and who don't want to stand and who do want to stand and all that shit is meaningless. If we within ourselves, we within our communities, ain't trying to fix our own problem, then that should start with us, you. When you get ready to go for a gun, if you decide to not go for that gun, you just made a decision that hopefully the next person thereafter makes, which means that we won't be getting shot up in our damn neighborhoods the way we are. I'll catch y'all next week. That's it for the tip.
Yes, yes, sir. And as usual, y'all know me, man. Shouts out to everybody who chimed in, everybody who called, everybody who hit us up on our page and answer our questions, man. Y'all keep them coming, man. We ain't going to stop. Shouts out to anybody who's lost a loved one this week or last week or recently, man. My prayers and my love to y'all. Shouts out to Mississippi Red. Happy birthday, brother. Definitely want to remind y'all to tune in on Mondays to LSO. Treats and things, man. Y'all go ahead and check out my girl LSO, man. She will be getting into all the nastiness, all the freakiness, all the shenanigans will definitely be there, man, on Monday night. So y'all go ahead and check out. We also got TL show on Wednesday popping up. And then we also have Lipstick on Thursday. Yeah, yeah. Then we got Lipstick on Thursday. And we got a Friday show, too, don't we? Then we just had a Friday show.
Yeah, he won't be starting until the end of the month.
Okay. All right, so y'all definitely be on the lookout for that, man. So, yeah, as usual, man, y'all catch us next week. Same bad time and channel, man. We will definitely be here and look forward to hearing from y'all, man. So we'll talk to y'all next week. All right?
It's Lawless.
So.
Yeah. Then we got one, bro. They do it. Young Moonlight, baby. I'ma make it rain on you. Rain on you. Baby, you must ain't got a clue. You ain't got a clue. What I can do for you. We'll be in the bedroom.
with your umbrella. I'ma make it rain like K.O.D. So get your rain boots and follow me on. Say my name, say my name. Tag check it on your neck so they know it ain't a game. I'ma turn you into my private dancer. And I'ma only throw Benjamins at ya. Damn, why the hell you so fine? Why the heck you on my mind? Damn, is this what love is? I can only imagine how I'm making it feel. You wore them pink panties for me, huh? Won't you let a real nigga get behind? Now work that thing. Work so hard that you hurt that thing.
Ooh, baby.